Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Our own Brad Blanks has a delightful encounter with a superstar, as Scott told you. We should get on to that, too, because it's really fun.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
About Stormy, though.
Yeah.
I didn't say that sleazy attorney doing everything to, like, make her an American hero.
Always trying
yeah.
to get on
15
TV.
Into 30.
God.
Yeah, enough.
I'd like to come right out and say what she basically can write about, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I think you have.
Yeah, I kind of get the point.
So, Brad, what did you do last night?
Yeah, caught off Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, he's the star of White
get
Boy
me out
Rick.
Of this.
Yeah,
White Boy Rick, right?
That's him.
And now, this is a real story.
That's right, yeah, real story. The guy's still in jail now, Rick. Rick Wersch is still in a jail in Michigan.
G'day, Matthew. How are you, mate? It's good to see you, mate.
See you, bro.
Yeah, buddy, in this, I reckon you bring a lot of soul to this guy who some people could confuse the fact that he might not be a good dad. And
he's not a good dad.
He still loves his boy, though.
Oh, he's got soul. He's got heart. But he's a good example of it takes more than just love to be a good parent. You know, so, I mean, his heart's in the right place, but he's got no follow-through.
Right.
He's got no can-do. He's got the want-to. He doesn't have the can-do.
Is that what you think happened when Rick goes off the rails, like that moment when he's 14, 15?
Well, it's not why. It's part of it. I mean, they were all in. The American dream was fading, you know, to go have a job at this time in Detroit and a lot of other places in America. At this time in the early 80s, if you had that job at the auto shop, you could work your way up. You could have the fence. You could have two kids. You could pay the rent. That dream was fading at this time. So the rules had changed for this man that I was playing and his family.
Although it's a drama, there's moments that you bring some laughs to the role as well. Is that on purpose, or do you know when there's...
They're not sentimental about their situation. Day to day, they don't glorify it, and they're not sentimental about it. And it's humor is part of the survival. Humor is part of the tragedy.
Yeah. Now, final words, you taught me about 13 years ago to be cool. 13 years later, how am I pulling that off now?
What did I teach you?
You told me how to be cool, be confident. Get
to
out
be
there.
Yourself?
You said, get out there, Brad. You said that.
I just said be yourself. I don't remember that night, but I'm sure I didn't say get out there. I'm sure you said just be yourself. Yeah. Then there's only one.
Nice advice.
How about he's got to tell you what he told you?
Yeah.
You
don't remember know what that he told night, you. But I probably said.
I knew Scott would love that.
I meet a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, tell everybody, be yourself.
It started out so strong when you called your buddy. Nice to see you again. Yeah. I don't remember seeing
you. Didn't
you
say Brad? Yeah.
Brad. Called him by name.
But he did have a name tag on.
Matthew McConaughey know who that is. But here's what I want to point out. I want to tell you something.
Are we back
about,
at Stormy Daniels?
No. I'm going to leave Stormy out of this.
Good.
And how she got famous. And how many.
Yeah, okay.
And Matthew McConaughey. It really impressed me because if you've done what Brad has done,
right?
He's done it many, many times, and it's very difficult to interview these people and get anything of any substance.
That's
because
right.
Listen what's going on in the background while he's talking.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to shove a microphone in front of his face, usually, and they don't want to think. They just want to smile, and they want to make sure that they get the picture right. They just don't want to say anything stupid.
Right.
So you don't get anything in depth.
He does.
Yeah. My point is...
Or he gets goofy stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
No. But he actually, if you listen to it, actually talked about the character that he put. You don't get that all the time, Brad.
No.
It doesn't happen.
Thank you. Well, did you hear the can-do man?
Round of applause.
He goes like this. Dad, I got to go. I can do. You do. You don't want to do the thing. Got to follow through.
That's very motivational speaker.
He's doing
He's doing life lessons in there. And then Brad tries to tell him what he told me. No, I didn't tell you that.
That's right.
I don't remember, but what I should have said and what I probably said was
be yourself.
That's why you spread it out 13 years apart, right?
That's right, yes.
So you're going to interview him every 13 years.
That's right.
He is Matthew McConaughey. You should have mentioned those Lincoln commercials that he does, man.
Yeah, they
you ever
awesome.
Seen him on the boat? And he got the car and him on the boat. You don't know where they're going. And he just makes it look... All he does is be cool.
I wonder how many Lincolns he has.
All right.
He got one everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew McConaughey, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And Brad,
Stormy.
Good job, my friend. Except for the end. 8:25. There goes John. I was going to go to weather, but he had to take off.
Oh, yeah.
He's all pissed off at Brad, I think. I ran into an old friend of mine last night named Joe Barbara. I met him when I was over at the PLJ, and he was on Broadway, and he was also in this big soap. He was on Another World. He was Joe Carlino, and he was on All My Children. And then he was, I think he did Grease for a while.
Yeah, he was
Danny Zuko. Mm-hmm. And he just wound up working in the Bronx on The Bronx Tale. And now he's working on this new show with Dion. They're going to have one of those Broadway shows about Dion.
Oh, very cool.
Pretty cool. But it's funny because I remember running into him one time, and there was a young lady from this small town in Ohio, very, very attractive lady, and she was doing an interview with him so he could, so she could go back and say, oh, here's what's going on Broadway. She was an entertainment
right.
type of reporter. And the next thing I know, he's married to her.
Wow.
What?
How about that?
You didn't sense that? You didn't feel the
chemistry? Poor innocent thing comes in here from Ohio. The next thing, bam, the big 6'4" actor.
Nailed him.
All over him.
You could smell the hormones.
All over him.
That's poor wording.
I like that. Sue flipped it. Sue reckons she got onto him, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
He always thinks that. He always thinks it's the men that sweep the young thing off their feet.
Gee, Scott.
He was in Jersey, but they moved to Vegas, and I lost track of him.
Uh-huh.
But,
this is the 90s.
He did Jersey Boys out there. Yeah, we know. Not the 90s yet, dumbass. We moved on. We went ahead and...
Nor is it the 70s.
Whatever it is.
I don't know when it is.
So now they got three kids. They got three boys. They're living beautiful life in New Jersey. And he's got another job. It's hard to do in that world that he's in.
Sure.
To stay employed because you never know. It's not like, you report for work.
You know what? There's a lot of worlds like that these days.
Yeah. I guess.
Welcome to my world.
Brad's got a superstar interview coming up in just minutes. But first, we got to turn to Patty.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the entertainment update. It's the Daily Dirt.
Okay, so now there's more to the Les Moonves Julie Chen moving truck story. They were seen yesterday arriving day before yesterday at their home in a Bentley as the moving company unloaded boxes. Julie, who has taken time off from the talk to deal with the scandal and apparently some moving, was still wearing her wedding ring. She also says the Daily Mail was carrying a $2,300 tote bag. Okay. Also at the couple's home, a moving company whose men were seen shuffling boxes inside the home. A source says they were simply moving back in after recent construction work was done on the property.
She's thrilled with him.
Yeah, well, yeah. On The View yesterday, they had another visit from presidential porn star Stormy Daniels. She's written a tell-all book called Full Disclosure. She says it explains how she balances doing porn films with a busy private life. Like she's, bakes cupcakes and then goes home to kids. She said, I kept notebooks on my adventures and turned it into a book. Adventures.
She's
I love
struggling
that.
Oh, to make herself goodness. Like an American hero.
I know. Adventures.
Yeah.
You know what? Marilyn Monroe slept with a real president.
That's it.
He wasn't
this
even
is not a president.
He wasn't even a
this
president.
This was just Donald
yet.
Trump, yeah. And
Marilyn,
rich guy.
Marilyn kept it pretty zipped up. She didn't go out and write a book
no,
about it.
No, right, right.
No.
God's sake. Yeah.
And moving on. Our
she's
own...
a porn star. That's right. Radio.com.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.